attachment. Can I comment on attachment and detachment? Yeah. In kind of Buddhist psychology, one of the major sources, if not the major source of our difficulty in life, what causes suffering for us in life and to others, is what's called attachment. Attachment means that we hold on to something that is essentially in motion. It refers more directly to the things that we see, the sounds that we hear, things that we smell, taste, the whole realm of our experience, right? Including thoughts and feelings. So as a human being, as we go about life, we see things, right? We smell things. We encounter things. We think things. And this is always just happening. And it's constantly changing, right? Constantly changing. But what the mind does is it grabs onto something and wants to hold on to it. It attaches. And usually it attaches to things that it likes, things that it finds pleasurable, things that it wants, things that it thinks it needs. And it avoids or pushing away all the opposite. So basically what we're mostly doing in life, we are moving toward the things that we think give us pleasure, happy, you know, these things that we like, and we attach to them, and we push away the things we don't want. What is the problem? The problem is that the truth is that things are all changing and things are impermanent. So you can see we are setting up a paradoxical situation in which only thing that can happen is dissatisfaction, loss, frustration, hurt, disappointment. Because we are trying to hold on to something that cannot, that will not stay the same. Whether it's a person, whether it's an object, whether it's our body. Right? So let's say I am attached to having a certain kind of body. That looks a certain way. That feels a certain way. What is the problem with that? Yeah. And we would just say, but that just means things change. This body is not a permanent thing. Our attachment can be a permanent thing to something that is impermanent. And so you can see that it will cause suffering to us because the body changes. It does age. It does change. Even if I'm attached to having a healthy body, what happens when I get sick? Which is normal, you know. Will I be okay with it, or will it be a source of unhappiness and suffering to me? Again, relationships, intimate relationships, parent-child, child-parent, work, all of it. We are attached to wanting things to be a certain way. How is that way we want things to be? My way. Right? Now, one can have a view. Attachment means, I mean, the difference between, in other words, I'm holding a book, right? But it's not like this, right? I'm holding a book. I'm reading a book. What's your name? Natalie. If Natalie said, Fred, can I take a look at that book? I can go, here, take a look at it, right? I'm not attached to it. But if I'm going, this is my book, right? Immediately, there is set up conflict. I'm holding on. And we hold on to thoughts, good ones and bad ones. We hold on to feelings, good ones and bad ones. I mean, relationships, expectations, needs, wants, on and on and on. We're attached, right? Gee, I'd like I'd like, what? I'd like such and such for dinner tonight. We don't have. Now, if I'm attached, I want. I'm disappointed. I'm frustrated. But if I'm not attached, oh, that's fine. What else could we have? That's not attachment. Non-attachment is different than detachment, by the way. In Buddhism, the word is, in some traditions, they talk about detachment. In Buddhism, they talk non-attachment. Because detachment sort of means, can be sort of, I'm detached, I don't care. So it can be kind of a little bit distant, cold, a little bit inhuman. In other words, I can care, but I can care in a non-attached way. So non-attachment means, you know, I can enter into a relationship. Is this like a mother-daughter? Yeah. So, in other words, this, you know, and we often find that it is in those kinds of relationships, right, that are most intimate, or that we find we have the greatest attachment, because that's where often we're projecting our greatest needs, and, you know. So the challenge, right, for you, right, with your daughter is, how can I love my daughter, right? How can I nurture my daughter? How can I guide my daughter, right? And yet know, you know, that if I get too attached to wanting her to be a certain way, right, it will cause suffering, won't it? It will cause conflict. It's a fine line, right? And, I mean, I'm just using an example. I mean, people do that in relationships all the time. You know, how can you love someone and not be attached? Doesn't mean you don't care, doesn't mean you're involved, but it means you're not grabbing onto and holding. Because when you grab on and hold, everything changes. Physical objects are all subject to what? To decay, to deterioration, to breaking, to being stolen, to being lost, you know. I mean, that is just the nature. You know, everything is in flux, and non-attachment allows us to be in the world, but not to create so much suffering. Yes. No, you're good. I mean, again, this is why I was trying to say to her, non-attachment is different than detachment. So what you're saying is, you know, I mean, if you're in a relationship, you can't be detached. There has to be involvement. Right, okay. So that's why it's not detachment. Or you wouldn't even get involved, because you'd be so detached. But so you come into a relationship with someone, right? Now, Thich Nhat Hanh says a wonderful, interesting thing. He says, love is understanding. Very interesting. Love is understanding. When you love someone, when you really love someone, you are willing to enter into them and to understand them as they are and see the world the way they see it and understand the causes and conditions that have created them to be the way they are, why they do the thing. When you love someone, you understand them. When you understand them, you stop trying to control them. You know, many people enter love relationships thinking, you know, it's a battle of control. You know, I love you, which means I'm going to manipulate you to be the way I want you to be for my benefit. That's why many people think what love is. Unfortunately, the other person is also coming from the same agenda. So you know you set up at that point what? Conflict. But when people enter into relationship, a love relationship, which is, I am here to understand you. I am here to support you. I am here to what? Yeah, accept you as you are. It's interesting, you see, because that's what we want. Right? See, from the point of view of ego and self, everybody says, yeah, that's what I want from the other person, right? I want them to love me and accept me and understand me and, you know, accept my shortcomings. And, right? Isn't that what we want? But we only want it one way. But when you understand, no, it that's what it's about from both sides. Right? And my job is, how can I extend to the other that understanding, that support, that acceptance of who they are, that capacity to nurture them as they are so they can grow as they are. Right? I mean, that's love. And when it occurs within a committed relationship, it just means I'm committed to, you know, to developing this kind of love relationship with you. I mean, that's what commitment is. I'm going to do it with you. It's very simple, really. But, you know, unfortunately, self and ego and needs and wants and egocentricity and, you know, all that other stuff also comes in. And if we are not clear in our minds and clear in our intentions and really understand that we want to create that relationship, and I mean, there's a whole other Dharma talk. I mean, for me, people who are of Dharma, people who are of spiritual life and aspiration, they see relationship as a path of awakening, a path of non-self, a path of letting go, a path of non-attachment. Why? Because, just as you say, what comes up is attachment, grasping, manipulation, control, me over you. And if you're not clear, you know, that I'm in this relationship to transform and to use what arises in the relationship as a way to see more deeply into myself and into life and to become the kind of person I want to be. See, we want the other person to become the kind of person we want them to be. Right? But it should be really the other way around. Let me become that person. Anyhow, it's a good issue. Relationships and attachment. So again, it's in these in often these closest relationships, these so-called love relationships of intimacy, of parent-child, child-parent, etc., that often we find the need to practice most deeply. That's why, again, as lay people, practitioners, we're not monks, we're not nuns, we need to use our relationships as ways to transform ourselves. Yes. So it's 8:30, so we should stop. Thank you.